Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.
Kawasaki's RL030N at Automate felt like more than a demo, an 8-axis robot that forces the industry to ask new questions. Can we integrate this into existing PLCs and MES, train operators quickly, and prove uptime across shifts, not just show off dexterity?
Flexiv's Enlight and Miko are the flip side, tactile, adaptive robots that can actually feel their way through tasks. The hardware looks promising, but the hard work is deployment, line redesign, safety cases, calibration routines, and rethinking operator steps.
On the cobot side, ABB's GoFast paired with Psionic's Ability Hand is a practical experiment using prosthetic manipulation data to train cobots. If those human-like grasp patterns improve repeatable dexterity, manufacturers get a real productivity win.
Funding tells a similar story. Limitless Labs raising $20 million isn't hype. Investors are backing AI that lives inside CNC and CAD/CAM workflows, the kind that speeds programming without destabilizing legacy shop floor systems.
Hexagon's new global study is a reality check. Robots are being scoped to the heavy, repetitive, and hazardous work. The takeaway isn't replacement, it's clearer task definition. Give robots the predictable, physical work, keep humans in context-dependent roles.
And the automation wave isn't limited to hardware. AI agents are increasingly stitching ERP, CRM, and BPM systems together. But real deployments are still tripped up by integration debt, governance gaps, and the need for human oversight.
Operationally, Kawasaki's push changes the checklist. Teams now need field metrics for uptime, maintainability plans, and operator certification paths. Deployment will hinge on those operational guarantees, not just capability demos.
For Flexiv, the deployment checklist is concrete. Establish safe interaction zones, implement force-limited control, schedule frequent recalibrations, and redesign line flow so tactile robots actually reduce cycle time rather than introduce bottlenecks.
Technically, the ABB Psionic's work is interesting because prosthetic sensors capture high-frequency touch and grip dynamics. That data can seed model-based controllers for smoother, more human-like in-hand manipulation on cobots.
Limitless's angle is pragmatic. Embed inference into CAM pipelines, provide robust offline validation and rollback options, and partner with OEMs so the AI speeds programming without becoming a single point of failure on the machine shop floor.
Hexagon's research acts less like trend porn and more like planning guidance. Companies should inventory tasks to outsource to robots and set metrics for productivity, safety incidents, and the human work that remains.
In the back office, orchestration layers and strict data contracts matter. These agents can automate cross-system work, but you still need audit trails and human approval gates where decisions carry legal or financial risk.
Here's the concise synthesis. Physical AI is moving from can we do this to can we run this reliably at scale? The winners will be teams that tie sensor-driven dexterity to measurable uptime, operator workflows, and clear ROI.
From an investor standpoint, that explains recent capital flows. Money's going to engineering that removes integration friction. Funders want predictable deployment pathways, not another flashy demo that stalls at pilot.
That shift also creates workforce demand. Expect roles for robot trainers, integrators, and data stewards, plus reskilling programs focused on maintenance, calibration, and human-robot teaming rather than pure programming.
We can't ignore safety and ethics. Prosthetic data raises consent and privacy questions, and cobot rollouts need standardized compliance and auditability before they scale across suppliers and multi-shift environments.
Pilots, digital twins, and instrumented testbeds will be the adoption architecture. Shorter feedback loops, repeatable calibration, and operator training in a controlled environment build the trust these systems need.
Watch the integration wins and operator stories over the next 12 months. Those will tell us which physical AI ideas actually stick. That's where the real progress and the real challenges will show up.
Robotics and Physical AI News by Conjero.